You're listening to SBS News.
In just under 3 hours, Novak Djokovic sealed his place in history at the Australian Open men's singles final on Rod Laver Arena. In his post-match speech on court, he told Channel 9 it's the biggest victory of his life.
I have to say that this has been one of the most challenging tournaments I've ever played in my life, considering the circumstances. Not playing last year, coming back this year. And
the 35-year-old is the second man to win the same slam on at least 10 occasions.
Thank you.
The crowd were captivated by the three-set thriller after Djokovic had asked fans to be respectful before the final. Novak Djokovic's father was allowed to attend the men's final, but he decided not to attend. Djokovic addressed his father's absence in the post-match press conference.
I thought that the things will calm down in terms of media and everything, but it didn't. So we both agreed that it would probably be better that he's not there. That hurts him and me a lot because, you know, these are very special, unique moments that, you know, who knows if they repeat again. So this was not easy for him, and I saw him after the match, of course, and yeah. He was not feeling his best, let's say, even though he was very happy to hug me and, of course, with everything. But I could see that he's a bit sad. But look, it is what it is. I think in the end, also what he told me is that it's important to that I feel good on the court, that I win a match, and he's here for me.
Tournament director Craig Tiley said Serdjan Djokovic had not breached event policy when he posed for photos with fans displaying the banned Russian flag. But during the trophy presentation, Djokovic put the focus back on his country of Serbia and also on Greece, where runner-up Stefanos Tsitsipas is from.
You know, we are relatively two small countries that don't really have a tennis tradition. You know, we didn't have too many players to look up to, players that have reached these heights in a professional tennis. So I think that the message really for any young tennis player around the world who is watching this now and dreaming to be here where Stefanos and I am, dream big.
It was an at times tense decider, but a sweet victory after Djokovic was deported from Australia last year and unable to compete in that tournament. Stefanos Tsitsipas says Djokovic is the greatest player to ever have held a tennis racket. After the match, Tsitsipas spoke openly and honestly about falling short again in his goal of becoming Greece's first Grand Slam champion, but he was also philosophical in defeat.
I don't see any reason to be lowering my expectations or my goals. I'm born a champion. I can feel it in my blood. I can feel it as a competitive kid that I was when I was young. You know, it's something that is within me, and I want to harvest that. That's the desire is really there. I really, really want it badly.
Australian Open women's champion for 2023, Aryna Sabalenka, became the first neutral athlete to win a major on Saturday night. The Belarusian competed without a national affiliation due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which began almost a year ago. Wimbledon organisers banned both Russian and Belarusian players last year and will soon need to decide whether they can compete this year. After her Australian Open win, Sabalenka says she would like the chance to take part at the tournament in England.
I always love to play there, and I'll be happy to compete there again.
And an Australian Open doubles wildcard duo had an unexpected victory on Saturday night, winning their final despite having never played together before the Grand Slam. Australians Jason Kubler and Rinki Hijikata are now seeking further doubles success. Djokovic returns to number one for a seventh stint at the top of the tennis rankings. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.